We're headed to Tacoma here on KNKX in this next story from our weekend show Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing with more.
You're tuned to Sound Effect on 88.5 FM. I'm Jennifer Wing, and today's theme is broken heart. This next story deals with the heartbreaking experience of discrimination and racism. The year was 1953. Harold Moss and his wife, Willabelle, had bought a plot of land in Tacoma with the hope of building a house, but he couldn't find a bank that would give him a mortgage to pay for the construction. He couldn't find a contractor who would build the home.
So we decided that we would skip trying to build a house and that we would then get on the market and find something, buy a house, keep the land, and buy a house someplace. And that was a grand experience. You learned that when you called a white realtor, you had to use your white voice. And if you sounded black, you weren't going to get anywhere. When you got to the place or the house, you'd made an arrangement to meet with the salesman. If you were stupid enough to park in front of the house, they'd pass right by you. We learned that the hard way. So then we would park a little farther down, wait till the salesman got there, got out of his car, and then kind of trap him between his car and the house. And you'd get in the house, and the owners would look at him and say, "What in the hell are you doing?" You know, it was blatant. It was absolutely that kind of blatant. And after a while, you just got to the point where you stand out there, if they're not going to show you the house, to hell with them. Everybody at that time, white folks had the feeling that they had a right to sell or not sell you a house. They had a right to refuse to sit with you in a restaurant. We have a right to this job. This is a white folks' job. You can shovel coal in that locomotive all you want to, but you're never going to drive the train. You're never going to be a goddamn conductor. You got it, boy?
But Harold and Willabelle, they kept searching, and they find a nice place that they like in South Tacoma. It had a nice yard with an attached garage. The for sale sign was right on the fence. So Harold and Willabelle go knock on the door.
It was a minister who had been called to a church in California, and he was anxious to get out of there, but he showed us the house, clean, pretty, neat little place. And his wife kind of stayed in the kitchen. And you know they're not thrilled, but at least they're decent. So when we get through, we said we'd like to make an offer, you know, on the house. He said, "Oh, God, I wish you hadn't. I just wish this house had been too expensive for you or that you didn't like it." He said, "Well, we raised our children here, and we can't sell you the house. I mean, my neighbors would never forgive us for that." So Brilliant Moss says, "Why don't we go and introduce ourselves to the neighbors? Why don't we do that?" So he gave us about three or four names and telephone numbers of people around there, and some of them are young, he said, and they might really be receptive. And so we got that Saturday, and we were going to go and spend about 20 minutes each with about four or five of the people in the neighborhood. We get to the first house, and it's an older house. And I ring the bell, and nobody came, and so I go to ring it again, and my wife says, "She's standing right in there. I can see her. And she's just not coming." I said, "Well, I'm going to ring the bell again." And look right at her, and I'm looking at her, and she's looking at me. And she ain't moved. So I said, "Well, let's go to one of the houses below and see what kind of reception we get. And if they pull the same crap, we're just going home." But we got to that house, and the young people, they opened the door. I mean, we're all about the same age. They opened the door and invited us in. We came in, had a seat on the couch, and then the back door started opening and closing. Next thing you know, we've got maybe six, seven, eight people in there, all neighbors. They want to know, who sent you here? Are you representing some kind of organization? And we're saying, we want to buy a house. No, no, no. One woman told us about, I work at a bank, and we know how you people trash stuff. Our property values will go straight to hell. Why don't you go live where you want it? Why don't you go live with your own people? Go back up on K Street, where you done damn near run all the Norwegians out. My wife started crying. My wife cried all goddamn night.
Harold turned this heartbreak and anger into fuel. It was this experience that got him into politics.
It's debilitating. It's wearing. And you start really getting in the fight. And that's when I really got into the NAACP and started fighting like hell for our rights as human beings.
Harold Moss went on to become a central figure in the civil rights movement in Tacoma. He worked for the Urban League. He was the city's first African-American council member. And in 1994, he became Tacoma's first African-American mayor. And Harold, well, he finally got that house built.
We decided that we may as well go back and build our house, whatever the hell it took to get it. So we went back, put another ad in the paper. I got one builder. But he was a gutsy son of a bitch. And during that time, we'd drive up there at night and look at our land. Just look at it. At least we owned it. We owned it.
Harold Moss was interviewed by Dominic Black for HistoryLink, the online encyclopedia of Washington state history. Check it out at historylink.org.